Hello everybody, it's MoogleTall23 back in their video. Today I'm going to be starting a new series of videos, and this time I'm actually doing a series of videos. Before, I've said this a lot of times on my channel, and it's just been like only two or three videos, but this one is very easy to make, very simple, and very easy to go over, and it regards scripture. So these are commonly misunderstood, misinterpreted or misused verses which are applied by either false teachers, false prophets, liars, people who don't understand the scriptures in order to preach false doctrine, or even among saved Christians who just use some of these verses to teach some false doctrine or some things which necessarily aren't true. So the purpose of this series is to go over some of these verses, to look into them, to read them, and to take them in context and interpret them in the light of the entire Bible to understand what it really means and not what just some theologians twist it as saying. So some of these, again, are really not that big of a deal. They're just like minor doctrinal differences or errors and things like that. And some of them are big heresies. Sometimes people actually twist them to teach false doctrines and so on. So the first verse I want to go over in this video is Acts chapter 2, verse 38. It says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now, cults like Mormonism and Catholicism and so on, which believe that you have to be baptized in order to be saved, use this verse in order to support their doctrine. They say, well, it says that in order to have remission of sins, you need to be baptized. However, that's not what it's teaching here. This is misused so often, and I even used to believe that this is what it meant before I got saved. But this is not what it's saying. The phrase, for the remission of sins, is similar to the phrase, wanted for murder. When you see a wanted poster or wanted sign that says, wanted for murder, it's not saying that the person on the sign is wanted because somebody wants to murder them. It's saying that they're wanted by the police or by the authorities because they've murdered somebody. So it means because of. So for the remission of sins means because of the remission of sins. And this is evidenced itself by the Greek word which is used here, eis, in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, which can be used in this way for because of. And it's used in this way in Matthew chapter 12, verse 41, where Jesus says, "They repented at the preaching of Jonah." That word "at" there is the same Greek word eis. So the people of Nineveh repented because of the preaching of Jonah. They didn't repent because they wanted to hear the preaching of Jonah. That makes no sense, and if you read the book of Jonah, that's not what happened. Okay, they repented because they heard the preaching of Jonah. So for the remission of sins means because of the remission of sins. And furthermore, scripture teaches that the remission of sins comes only by one condition, and that is faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. It says in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, which was also preached by Peter, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins might be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." So it doesn't say anything about baptism, yet he's basically using the same language, because he's not teaching at all in Acts 2:38 that you have to be baptized in order to receive the remission of sins. And then it says in Acts 10:43, which was also, again, spoken by Peter, it says, "To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." The Bible teaches that salvation is by putting faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him," or "believeth in him, should not perish but have everlasting life." Okay, so there's no requirement of baptism for eternal life, for everlasting life. If baptism is a requirement for salvation, then the story of the thief on the cross in Luke 23 wouldn't make any sense, because it says that Jesus said unto him that he will be with him in paradise. Now, if you have to be baptized in order to be saved, how does that make any sense? Because the thief on the cross never got an opportunity to be baptized. He died a few hours later on the cross during his crucifixion. So baptism has nothing to do with salvation, and yet people use this verse, they twist this verse. The Bible declares that the remission of sins is by faith. So we are baptized because of our remission of sins, because we've already been saved. a saved person is baptized. Look also at Acts chapter 8, verse 37, where it also teaches that the prerequisite for being baptized is to have faith on Jesus Christ. So thank everybody for watching. This is a very simple introduction to this series. I'll try and do like one of these videos every week or every 2 weeks or something like that. I don't know if I'll have like a set schedule. Maybe I will eventually, but I'll try to do some of these. I'll try not to do too much of them, but also not too little either. So thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye.